moment of silence. We are saddened to hear the passing of Sherry Gravely. Sherry worked for the district for 17 years as a high school counselor, first at Garnro High School from 2000 to 2008, and then at Los Amigos from 2009 to the present. We are also saddened to hear the loss of the retired employees, William Kippy. William worked at the district at Bryan Elementary School for 38 years, from 1968 to 2006, as custodian and head custodian. We are also notified and saddened to hear the passing of the retired employee, Frank Stonies. Frank joined what is now the Garnro Unified School District as associate superintendent in 1964, was serving as deputy superintendent when he retired in 1987 after 23 years with the district. We extend our deepest sympathies to the family of Sherry Gravely, William Kippy, and Frank Stonies. A moment of silence begins. Moment of silence now ended. Please be seated. Thank you. We're going to continue on our regular meeting today, but we're going to change our order of the agenda a little bit. We have too many honor guests in now on the floor, so we'd like to first introduce Mr. McCamus to introduce our valedictorians for this year.
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, staff, and guests. It's a pleasure to be here this evening as I have the honor of working with each of our high schools and honoring a very special group of students this evening, our valedictorians for the class of 2017. I'm going to give you a little bit of a background on the valedictorian and how we select our students at each of our high schools. The valedictorian is usually the student with the highest grades in the graduating class. At a high school, the valedictorian traditionally gives the farewell speech called a valedictory. This person is almost always the student in the class with the very best academic record. The origin of the word valedictorian is Latin valedicere, which means bid farewell. Being named valedictorian has come to symbolize one of the highest honors you can achieve academically in high school. And tonight we are honored by eight of our very own Garden Grove Unified School District students who have earned the honor and recognition of valedictorian. I would now like to call up our first school we will be honoring this evening, Bolsa Grande High School, and would Mrs. Louise Milner please join me in honoring our Bolsa Grande valedictorians.
Thank you very much. Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, staff, and community members. Tonight it is my pleasure to introduce Casey Pham and Alex Nguyen, Bolsa Grande High School's class of 2017 valedictorians. I would also like to recognize Casey's mom, Mrs. Nguyen, and Alex's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Nguyen. Thank you for sharing your extraordinary daughter and son with us at Bolsa Grande High School. They have left an extraordinary mark on our school. Thank you. Casey and Alex are phenomenal students who exemplify a humble attitude, high academic performance, and an intellectual curiosity for learning that far exceeds that of a high school student. Both have taken a total of 4 honors courses and an astonishing 10 AP courses, all while maintaining an academic grade point average of 3.4. 4.3. So sorry. I am so sorry. In addition to maintaining their 4.3 GPAs, they have passed every AP exam they have taken. Both Casey and Alex have been distinguished as AP scholars through College Board. Aside from their academic excellence, Alex and Casey are leaders at Bolsa Grande. Casey has been part of the ASB for the past 4 years, aiding her peers in organizing large-scale events such as school dances and assemblies. In ASB, Casey has served as vice president, art commissioner, secretary, publicist, dance commissioner, and cabinet member. Her fondest high school memory is participating in annual lip sync battle during her 10th grade year, where her class won second place. It was an event full of energy and excitement. Casey will be pursuing an electrical engineering and computer science degree at University of California, Berkeley, where she aspires to blend her passion for creativity with technology. Alex has participated in Bolsa Grande High School's orchestra and marching band for the last 3 years. Among his many titles, he has served as librarian for our orchestra, treasurer, pit captain, section leader, and loading crew manager for the band. Alex's most memorable moment in high school was when his drumline team went to prelims and qualified for the championship round of competition. Suddenly, all of their hard work and dedication paid off. Alex will be attending University of California, Los Angeles, where he will be majoring in applied mathematics. Although he may not know what career he will pursue, I am confident that he will have great success. Casey and Alex display the highest level of honesty and integrity. They bring to our campus the finest personal qualities. They are caring, trustworthy, diligent, and have an incredible sense of work ethic. It is wonderful to see them participate in so many activities and still maintain an outstanding academic record. I now present to you Casey Pham and Alex Nguyen.
Hello, my name is Casey Pham, and I'm from Bolsa Grande High School, as you all may know. I have spent 4 years in ASB, and I'm currently ASB president. This organization has truly helped me become the person I am today, and aside from ASB, I'd like to thank all my family and especially my friends for molding me as well. I'm extremely grateful for everyone who has made an impact on my path, and I really love life. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Alex Nguyen, and I'm also from Bolsa Grande High School. Throughout the past 4 years, I've come to see school as my home away from home. Outside of my classes, I love being a part of the music program, often spending hours after school each day to either practice for drumline or just to hang out with my friends. Inside the classroom, I love simply spending time around my friends and also bonding with the teachers that motivate me to learn by making their classes entertaining and enjoyable. I'm grateful for everyone that I've met throughout the past 4 years, including my friends, families, and teachers, for making me who I am now. Thank you.
And Alex, on behalf of our school board and the Garden Grove Unified School District, we'd like to present you this certificate of recognition in honor of your status as valedictorian. Congratulations. And Casey, as well, we'd like to honor you with this certificate of recognition for being valedictorian at Bolsa Grande High School. Congratulations. To do so our folks don't have to stand, if that's okay with the board and Dr. Maffey, is if they could sit at their seats and then come up for the photo opportunity in just a moment. Okay, thank you, Bolsa Grande High School.
At this time, we'd now like to honor Garden Grove High School. Mr. Steve Osborne, principal, thank you.
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Maffey, staff, and community members. It's my pleasure to introduce Jennifer Ailes as Garden Grove High School's 2017 valedictorian. Jennifer's current weighted academic GPA is 4.57. She's taken 22 semesters of advanced placement courses and is a College Board AP Scholar with distinction. At Grove, Jennifer has served in the Korean Club and in the Interact Club. In Jennifer's free time outside of school, she serves as a church volunteer. Her favorite subject is math, and in 10 years, she wants to be a high school math teacher. According to Jennifer's AP Lit teacher, Mrs. Lazzaroni, even though Jennifer's first love is math, she does very well in AP Lit in all of her classes because she has a love of learning that pervades everything she does. She seems incapable of doing anything less than her best, which makes her the ideal student, always engaged and always learning. Jennifer's family is here tonight, by the way. I'd like to introduce and thank Mr. and Mrs. Ailes. And I learned something tonight from Ms. McCamus that valedictorian means bidding farewell, so I think we'll do that this month, but I'd like to also welcome you back in a few years as a math teacher in our district, so we'll do both. Jennifer will attend UCLA in the fall and major in mathematics. Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Ailes.
Hi, so I'm Jennifer Ailes and I went to Garden Grove High School. When I was asked what I did to become valedictorian, it was hard for me to come up with an answer beyond I got good grades. But when I looked back, I would have to say I'm valedictorian because the people around me cared and they pushed me to be excellent. I have to give some credit to my parents for always emphasizing education. And I am so appreciative of all the wonderful teachers I've had who pushed me to be the best I could. Since first grade, when I started the GATE program, I have been pushed to go beyond and go deeper. And I think it is that early encouragement that got me where I am. It stuck with me and caused me to strive to go beyond the required. So I would say I'm valedictorian because the people around me helped me get there.
Congratulations on behalf of our school board and Garden Grove Unified School District on your honor as valedictorian 2017. Thank you.
We'd now like to recognize La Quinta High School, and we'll be joined by Mrs. Denise Halstead, principal.
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, and community members. I'm proud to introduce La Quinta's valedictorian, Caroline Nguyen. Caroline is a beautiful, humble, unassuming young lady whose actions speak louder than words. Being number one academically in the senior class with a GPA of 4.44, Caroline has taken 14 honors and AP courses and has received A's in every course. She is the first of her family to attend college and attributes the driving force behind her determination and passion for success to be her family. Her parents, Paul and Huyen Nguyen, and they will stand. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Caroline connects her own success as her parents' success because they have sacrificed to ensure she has a life of opportunity. Caroline has one younger brother who is a freshman at LQ, and she wants to inspire him to work hard and see firsthand the rewards of dedicated effort. Throughout her 4 years, Caroline has maintained a laser-like focus, choosing to go deeper into her selected endeavors rather than spreading herself too thin amongst many different activities or interests. She has volunteered at UCI Medical Center for 2.5 years, and through her close relationship with the nurses and doctors, her desire to become either a family practice doctor or pediatrician was affirmed. She has found great personal reward in getting to know and encouraging patients who look forward to pressing the call light just so they have a chance to talk to Caroline. Caroline is also a strong advocate for education. She maintains a social media account and publishes stories that encourage her readers to persevere in their academics. One such post, she elaborates on the phrase, work now, play later, giving meaning to the high school experience as fellow teenagers wrestle with the pressures and demands. She has engaged in online tutoring sessions and has supported younger students in science, English, and math. Caroline is an example of a human being who will make a difference in this world without fanfare or parade, just simply by being who she is each and every day. After graduating from UCI and eventually med school, she will be a perfect doctor, one who listens, who is compassionate, and who administers the best medicine of all, that which comes from the heart. Congratulations, Caroline.
Good evening, school board, Garden Grove Unified School District staff, fellow students, and families. My name is Caroline Nguyen, and I am honored to be named La Quinta's valedictorian this year. When I first started high school, I hopped into my rocket ship and haphazardly flew off to reach for the stars. I had always tried my best in school, trying to understand the material, even when I did not understand what I was eventually working toward. I was lost in the galaxy of dreams. Like every lost child, I needed my parents. They have devoted the last 18 years of their lives burying for dead their own dreams of the stars while tending to mine with love and encouragement. Knowing that, I worked hard with the strength of three people and three dreams. I took as many AP classes as I could, always trying to test my capabilities. Really, I was like the Hulk, except in resilience and determination rather than physical strength. Hopefully, my dreams one day blossom into a garden of love and happiness for planting the seeds for my success. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
I went out of alphabetical order and just a little bit ago, so I'm going to correct that. I'd now like to acknowledge and honor Hare High School with Principal Mr. Todd Nurk.
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, staff, and community members. I'm very happy to be up here tonight on behalf of Hare High School to honor our valedictorian, Jasmine Contreras. I'd like to recognize Jasmine's family. First off, if you could stand up for me real quick here. First off, we'll start off with the litless one there. You can see her. There she is. That's Jasmine's daughter, Lydia. As you can guess, she lights up the office when she walks in, and she does walk in on her own now. That's beautiful. She's being held by Alex's mother, Marissa. Behind Marissa is Alex. That's Jasmine's boyfriend and proud father of Lydia. To his left is Jennifer. That's Jasmine's mother. And to her left is Yolanda, Jasmine's grandmother. Welcome. Thank you guys for coming here. I'll tell you, this young lady to my left here, she's done an amazing job with us here at Hare. She was she made it a very easy choice for valedictorian. She came here in her junior year. At the start of her junior year, she spent time at Santiago and Garden Grove and then over at Lincoln. She was tremendously successful when she began her career at Hare, but this year, her senior year, she's really flourished. She had a 4.0 last semester, and all indications are that we're looking at the same thing this semester. A number of her teachers are here tonight, and I asked them a little bit earlier to comment on Jasmine and say a word about her, and, you know, had to sort through all the different compliments that they gave her, but one that really stood out academically was that she has a true passion to learn, and not simply just to get a good grade and to move on, but to learn for her own personal growth and to better herself. And I think that says a lot about what the kind of person Jasmine is, and it says a lot about her future. She's been a leader, always has been a leader at our school. She's a member of ASB, always has positive things to say, a very wide circle of friends, and has been just a wonderful influence on so many students and staff members as well. She has a fun-loving and caring attitude, and I know that makes her endearing to others as well as being a great mom. Next fall, she's going to go to Santa Ana College, where she'll pursue her dream of becoming a pediatrician. And I'm sure that she will accomplish that and anything else that she sets her mind to. So with that, I give you our valedictorian, Jasmine Contreras.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is Jasmine Contreras, and I am the valedictorian for Hare High School. First, I would like to take a second to congratulate my friend Alejandra Vargas for making her role of the salutatorian. You're making your son and also your family proud, and me, of course. Before coming to Hare, I attended Garden Grove High School, Santiago High School, and Lincoln Education Center. My first year of high school, I didn't do so well, but after I discovered I was pregnant with my daughter, I was immediately motivated and to succeed and to do my best. Since becoming a mom, I have not only improved as a student, but as an individual. I went from being an F student to being a straight A student. I've also managed to stay on the honor roll and made my way to being on the principal's honor roll. Before I go, I want to take a moment to thank my family, the ASB family, and the Hare High School staff for their endless support and faith in me. I love you guys more than you know, and thank you very much.
Okay, we'd now like to honor valedictorian at Los Amigos High School, and would Principal Ms. Vicki Braddock please join us here today?
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, staff, community members. It is my honor tonight to present to you the Los Amigos High School 2017 valedictorian, Ms. Kim Hoang Nguyen. She is joined here with her grandmother and her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Nguyen. I'm extremely awe of all the accomplishments that Kim has achieved. She's been striving for this honor of being valedictorian since entering high school. When she moved back to California from Hawaii, she had to overcome struggles on how to fit in. Well, she figured it out quickly. During her first 2 years at Los Amigos, she took 3 honors classes, was on the tennis team for those years, and also on an orchestra. She then began the next phase of her mission. She has successfully passed 12 AP courses, 6 during her senior year. Kim has earned a 4 or 5 on her AP exam and received the AP Scholar of Distinction Award. She currently has a 4.3 GPA, and she stated that her most memorable experience is walking out of an AP exam knowing she's done well. She has been accepted by 6 UC schools, UCLA, Berkeley, Davis, Santa Barbara, San Diego, and Irvine, and I'm pleased to announce that Kim will be entering UCLA in the fall. She plans to be a biochemistry major and will either be a radiologist or an anesthesiologist. When I asked her what was her motivation, Kim stated it was her parents. Being the valedictorian is a way to thank her parents for sacrificing so much and for inspiring her to be the best she could be. Kim hopes that the honor will indicate her deep gratitude and hopes her parents are very proud of her. I think, Kim, that we're all very proud of you. I'd like to present to you Ms. Kim Hoang Nguyen.
Everyone, my name is Kim Nguyen, and I'm honored to be here as the valedictorian of Los Amigos High School. I really enjoyed my last 4 years of high school, even though it was a lot of classes to take and a lot of responsibilities on my shoulders, but I did it for my parents. Thank you for sacrificing your own dreams so I can create my own, and giving me all your time and your dedication to raise me to be who I am. I would not be here without your love and your support. Thank you so much, and I hope I've made you proud.
All right, what an evening. Very special and reminds us what's important in life. I'd now like to honor Pacifica High School. Would Principal Ms. Robin Patterson please join me here at the front to honor valedictorian Pacifica High School.
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, staff, and community members, and the smattering of Pacifica Civic students that we have coming in for their last chance at the board meeting. It is with great pride that I introduce Pacifica High School's class of 2017 valedictorian, Margaret Gallagher. I would also like to welcome Maggie's parents, if you would stand, please, Thomas Gallagher and Hung Lan Tran, and thank them for all of their support. We know this takes a lot. It takes a village to make these things happen. Maggie is an exceptionally bright, driven student. She has earned a 4.68 GPA while getting straight A's at Pacifica. During her junior and senior years, as like many of the valedictorians here, she has taken all AP level courses except for basketball. Oh, that's right, she did this all while playing basketball. Maggie is a scholar athlete. She's received the Mariner Excellence Award, is active in multiple clubs and activities on campus, including one of Maggie's favorite activities, the chem demo, which I always thought was the chem demonstration, but I now have learned that to our students, it is the chem demolition. Good thing we're getting a new gym. Maggie is also an AP National Scholar Award recipient, which she earned by scoring a 4 or higher on at least 8 AP exams, and that does not even include the exams that she took or just finished taking this month. As if her academic performance wasn't enough, what sets Maggie apart is the impact that she has on other students on campus. When I asked Maggie's teachers to share some thoughts about her, there was a common theme in all of their responses. Maggie is well known for her kindness, generosity, and willingness to help others. One teacher shared that that she always involves all students in the conversation. She is not just interested in her own success, but also the success of everyone else around her. All of her teachers shared that she's an incredibly bright student, but one summed it up quite well. Maggie Gallagher is the brightest and most gifted student I have ever taught. But her most precious gift is her pleasant personality and how her presence affects people around her. She emits this mysterious force to people around her to think and act positive and try to find the good in everything. Maggie will be attending Loyola Marymount, not UCLA. Loyola Marymount in the fall, where she will major in English with the goal of becoming a university professor. I am certain she will reach that goal and more. I want to thank Maggie for all she has done for Pacifica and the Mariner community. Maggie Gallagher.
Good evening. My name is Maggie Gallagher, and I'm a student at Pacific High School. I think the circumstances that contributed most to me becoming valedictorian were my curiosity and my belief that I can succeed if I put forth the effort. Even before freshman year, I've always wanted to know the inner workings of everything I saw before me, and this drive to explore and discover made learning a pleasure. I'm excited to learn, and this makes it easy to appreciate school for the education that it gives us. But I also credit my achievement to the belief that I have in myself. I never doubted my ability to do well academically, whether it was a test, a project, or delving into obscure subject material, so I was confident and comfortable in my classroom setting and ready to learn. I have my family and my teachers to thank for this because they've always believed in me since day one. I kept my curiosity and determination as I journeyed through high school, but they taught me that success is a matter of believing you can learn anything with your best effort, and I am profoundly grateful for their never-ending support. Thank you.
We are now going to honor Rancho Alamitos High School, and joining me here at the podium will be Principal Miss Mary Jane Hibbard.
Good Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, community members, and families. It is my pleasure to introduce to you our valedictorian, Cynthia Vu. She is here with her mom, Hui Vu. Thank you for coming. You may recognize her from 4 years ago when she was here with her son, Andy Vu, valedictorian class of 2013. So you can tell this is a very intelligent and talented family. Cynthia earned a GPA of 4.59 by taking 11 advanced placement and 3 honors courses. She won the English Department Award in her freshman year, the Social Science Department Award in both her sophomore and junior years, and also won the Science Department Award in her junior year. We don't know yet what awards she'll win in her senior year. She's the Red Cross Club President, California Scholarship Federation Vice President, a member of the National Honor Society, and prom committee. I know she's been working on videos for promotion that are outstanding. Cynthia has made a positive contribution to Rancho, and I know she will have a similar impact when she attends Princeton in the fall. We are very proud of Cynthia Vu.
I apologize, I'm short. Good evening, my name is Cynthia Vu, and I'm proud to be Rancho's valedictorian. I'm thankful to the educators, family, and friends who have always challenged me to work harder and pushed me to achieve this honor. With their support, I've been able to develop from a nervous and panicky new freshman into a calm, diligent, and adaptable senior, and I know that these past 4 years, the lessons that I've learned in these past 4 years, will be ones that I carry with me throughout my entire life. Thank you very much.
And now I'd like to call up Santiago High School to honor their valedictorian for 2017, Principal Mr. Michael Kennedy.
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, and community members. It is my privilege tonight to introduce Sarah Fung, Santiago High School's valedictorian. Sarah is an extraordinary student and person. I am privileged to have known Sarah and have seen Sarah grow academically, socially, and as a young lady for the past 6 years. Initially, I met Sarah while I was principal at the intermediate school, Doig Intermediate, where she attended. Even as a young lady, Sarah has had a strong vision and plan for her success. She is a leader on campus, involved or leading many of our student organizations to make Santiago High School a better place. But it's not unusual for Sarah to approach and ask very mature questions about school, college, or career. Her English teacher, her English Lit teacher, AP Lit teacher, Ms. Zarate, says Sarah is an amazing hard worker who thinks very deeply, but is very adult and very adult-like in many aspects. Her peers respect her and see her as a hard worker and a leader. She is president of our Girls League of Santiago High School. Sarah has an unweighted GPA of 4.0 and a weighted GPA of 4.59. She's taken 10 AP classes, received 17 A pluses on her report card. One of the most impressive parts of Sarah's equation to me is that she's done all of this, president of our Girls League, active in many numerous clubs, participated in athletics at Santiago, and also has had a part-time job working at Chuck E. Cheese for... Where are you working now? She works two places now, so she works at a tutoring organization also, and so Sarah's definitely a hard worker, and she works hard to support herself and her family. Sarah's a remarkable young lady and will excel next year as she attends UC Berkeley, majoring in biochemistry. Yeah, UC Berkeley, you got that? You're keeping score, I see you keeping score over there. UC Berkeley, and she wishes to become a neurosurgeon when she graduates.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay, so hi, my name is Sarah Fung. I'm valedictorian from Santiago High School. First of all, I would like to thank the board members for being just
Wonderful. And for all the parents that are here today, as well as, you know, anyone else supporting the valedictorians or anyone else just attending the district board meeting in general, I'd also really like to thank Mr. Kennedy for being a prime advocator of just me in general and the amazingly compassionate staff at Santiago. I've honestly never met teachers and just staff in general that are honestly extremely involved in their students' extracurriculars, academics, and I don't know, I find it extremely unique and I just really appreciate it. In all honesty, my journey towards becoming valedictorian never stemmed from like some super amazing reason. Honestly, I was just having a Skype conversation with my cousin and I made the like blatant promise like, oh, I'm gonna become valedictorian. He was like, you know what, don't worry about it. And then here I am. So I'd like to believe that led to somewhere. And I'm just really excited for everyone who's here and including the other valedictorians. I can't wait to see you at Berkeley and to everyone else and your goals. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, at this time, we're going to take a photo opportunity with our valedictorians by school with the board, and then we'll do a final one as a collective group, followed by, I'm sure, a break that the board president will let us know about. So, Dr. Mafi, President Nguyen, would you like each school to come up in order that we introduce them for a photo opportunity?
Yes, we're going to take a short recess. During that time, we take a photograph with each school and then all together with valedictorian and their principal as well. And we invite a parent to come and join us at the panel host. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll begin.
Okay, for our honoree and our guest, this is a time where you can feel free to leave the meeting if you don't. You're not interested in staying. We don't take personal if you leave at all. But we're back to the session now. Thank you very much. Now, back into the agenda. Our next item on the agenda is a comment from the public. We have a number of requests. Before I call out the name, I want to advise everyone that each of the speaker is allowed 3 minutes to speak. So make sure you organize your thought and use your time, manage your time wisely. At certain time, I will cut off the time when you go beyond that. There will be a beep to alarm you, to warn you that time is running out. So this is the first request to speak is from Ms. Elaine Stella. Do we have Ms. Stella? Stella?
She's coming.
All right, I can call the next person.
No, she's...
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Ms. Stella.
Good evening to everyone. First, I would like to say thank you, Kelly, for coming to Garden Grove High School on May 4th. She's the only one from the district and board members to see how bad it is. She is like me. She is concerned about our students that are in danger. Thank you. Gabrielle knows how I am about the safety of our kids. We are having trucks, personal cars, coming in and out without no escort. On May 1st, there was a car coming out. He said, only the trucks have to have an escort. I said, this is break time. He said he would wait. I told him, I know you are. It's like trying to go through a herd of cattle. May 11th, was the contractor said, you are our eyes and ears. Truck drivers don't listen to them either. Take $50 or $100 off their pay. The board members do not realize how much more everyone has to work to keep our kids safe. You also don't think we need a raise. We are the ones have to deal with the construction. May 15th, Eddie, our maintenance guy, had to escort 19-foot trucks bringing in our bleachers for the stadium. The contractors were also fined with the city because they are starting early in the morning. Too many safety, and they have to start now at 8 o'clock or 7. To me, safety is number one for our kids. If the trucks have to wait 10 or 15 minutes, then let them wait. We are trying to save children's life. Contractors say cement trucks is not theirs, but they are the ones having them come in, so they should provide an escort. I don't feel I should get in trouble when we are all trying to save a life. I did save one on Wednesday, May 3rd. One of our students had taken an overdose. All the kids like tonight deserve a chance. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dula. Our next speaker is Mr. Nicholas Dips.
President Nguyen, members of the board, staff, community members, and guests. As I look back, these meetings in May, I think, are the highlight of the whole year when we congratulate and give recognition to our valedictorians who not only represent themselves, but all the other students at the high school who are doing well. And so I come to you today to share a few things. And I'm reminded of what Mrs. McCamus said a few minutes ago, which is what's important in life. And what Mrs. Robin Patterson, Pacifica High School principal, said, being interested in the success of others. And that's what it's all about. It's not about how much money you make. It's about how many people you help along the way. And that's what I've tried to do. And it was a pleasure for me to be the sole individual sponsor of the City of Garden Grove fifth annual recognition of our Garden Grove graduates, college graduates. And my message to them is the same message I give to the high school students, and I will read it for you. Success, as I prefer defining it, is devoting and utilizing your career, talents, and abilities, helping others and oneself achieve much-needed positive change for a better future, nation, and world. Dear class of 2017, please accept my sincere congratulations as well as my personal recommendations and advice in recognition and honor of your special milestone achievement. Someone once said, when you discover a job and career you enjoy doing, you will never work a day in your life. So this is my first piece of advice to each of you, to find a job or a career you enjoy doing, because the 80,000 hours you will be spending during working time is very precious. Secondly, I ask you to please devote your talents and abilities and precious 80,000 work hours working in a career to help achieve much needed positive change. That means achieving a better future by helping others, your community, city, nation, and the world. It also means putting people's welfare and the greater good of individuals and humanity ahead of greed, corruption, and unfair and unethical results and outcomes. In closing, I ask you to please read the attached Beyond Vietnam speech given 50 years ago by MLK Jr., and to dedicate your life's precious work and endeavors to help achieve a more just and fair future with freedom and liberty and justice for all. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dips. Our next speaker is Mr. Holly Johnson.
Good evening, President Nguyen, Dr. Mafi, board members, staff, guests, and friends. Thank you so much for letting me speak. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you. I'm a teacher at Santiago High School. I teach in the Forward program, and the decisions made by you folks out here and you folks up there allow my students to engage in the Forward camp, leadership camp that we went to May 5th, and I wanted to make sure that you had my personal, heartfelt thank you for supporting my students who probably won't be on ASB maybe, and probably may not make it into AVID quite, but darn it, those kids are awesome. They have the hearts as big as gold, and we just really appreciate the fact that we work in a district that sees their potential. They may not be the ones that are going to be here tonight, but they very well may be the ones who are going to be leading us in ways we haven't yet thought about. So, as a thank you, I would like to give each of you pictures of our time at our camp. I also would like to thank Kelly McAmis, they were the ones that talked me or Mike Kennedy through the process of getting 30 kids on a bus up to the Irvine Ranch Outdoor Educational Center on a zip line, on a high ropes course, in a breakout box, and doing all of those wonderful, courageous, mind-setting, changing activities that my students wouldn't normally get the opportunity to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. You should come more often. Thank you for coming. Next, our beloved Mr. Armin Ackerboom, my teacher's very first one.
Mr. Wynn, they thought that the student on the board who was my student was Walter. Thank you. President Wynn, board members, Dr. Maffey, on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Garden Grove Education Association, I'd like to share with you the tentative contract results. There were 1,686 legal votes cast. The yes were 1,201, and the no were 485. That's a pass rate of 71%. I would like to share with you also a historical trend. In the 80s and 90s, our pass rate was more typically in the 90% range. More recently, and I think this is a mutual concern, it's been more in the 70s range. I think there's a concern that this could be the new normal, and many people would be very happy with the 71, 75, 78%. But moving it forward in 20 years, what if it slips into the 50 plus range? So it's just a word of our continuing to work together collaboratively to make sure that our teachers and nurses and librarians are as pleased as they possibly can be with our ratification. Bottom line, it passed and we're looking forward to next year's negotiations. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ackerboom. All right, next item on the agenda is to approve the minute from our last meeting. Any comments, requests for corrections? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The next item on the agenda is number three, public hearing, presentation, and report. We already did we don't have the public hearings at this meeting, but we did have a presentation of our high school and valedictorians early today. So there's no item on the report item information either. So we're moving on to the next item, number four, on administration. We have item 4A.
I move approval of 4A.
Need okay. A second.
Second.
Yes, item 4A, to approve the recommendation of expulsion of one student for the balance of year 2016-17 and the first semester of year 2017-18 and two students for one calendar year. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. On item number five, on program instruction, I have program item 5A through G. Need a motion?
All motion items 5A through G.
Second?
Yeah, second.
Yes. Item 5A is to approve the memorandum of understanding between the North Orange County Regional Consortium for Adult Education and the Garden Grove Unified School Districts. To assist students and parents with the transition to community college. Item 5B is to approve the textbook adoption of advanced placement in English language composition for the grade 7 to 12 in English language art instructional resource and material for advanced placement in English language composition. Item 5C is to approve the partnership with Orange County United Way to provide, to accept 25,000 grant in support of the Latino Unidos project in our school districts for the school year 2017 and 18. Item 5D is also to approve the grant for the summer stamps, also with the Orange County United Way, to accept $66,500 to support the destination graduation program at Roy Fitch Intermediate School and Los Amigos and San Diego High School for the school year 2017 and 18. Item 5E is to approve also again on our grant with the Orange County United Way to support the amount of $40,000 to focus on providing STEM program. That means science, technology, math, and engineering in our district for the school year 2017 and 18. Item 5F is also to approve another grant with the Orange County United Way in RE and SACIT program for K-3 early literacy in the amount of $65,000 for the school year 2017 and 18. Item 5G is to approve two out-of-district events. The first one is to allow eight yearbook editor from Pacifica High School to attend a Justin yearbook camp at University of San Diego on July 24th to 27th this year. Second event is to allow 50 cheer and dance members from Pacifica High School to attend the USA cheer and dance camp in Reno Park in California from August 7th to 10th this year. Any comments, questions on any of the items? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Wynn? Yes. Mr. Newcomb?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
And Mr. Wynn?
Aye. Item 6 on the business, we have 6A to G. I need a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Item 6A is to authorize the district to participate in the California Multiple Awards schedule to purchase information technology products and services under the contract number 3-15-36-0101B with Complete Business System International, Inc. Item 6B is to authorize the district to use the San Bernardino County Superintendent of School bid number 14/15-0909 for the purchase of furniture system and standalone, would allow the district to purchase school furnishing, office furnishing, and accessory from Vocal Inc. and a school outfitter. Item 6C is to extend the bid number 1515 to allow the district to purchase, to extend a contract to purchase electrical supply from Curly Wholesale Electrics, would allow a district to extend the contract for 1 year with no increase in the purchase price. Item 6D is to approve the memorandum of understanding between the school district and Gandra School District and Orange County Public Library Summer Food Service Program. This year would increase that, would add another location of the library to serve summer school lunch to the Gandra Main Library, in addition to the Chapman Library, as we did, we started last year, and this will operate the school lunch, summer lunch program from June 26th to August 4th, 2017, excluding July 4 holiday. Item 6E is to extend the service contract with school accountability report card and to provide for the this service to provide the the name of the contractor is a School Innovation Achievement Inc. to provide a school accountability report card service for our district for the school year 2017 and 18, with an annual fee of $60,800 with no, that means no increase. Item 6F is to reject the claim. There's two claims from the first one from Rachel Miranda, a night custodian at Doi Intermediate School, regarding the incident for personal property loss sustained on May 1st, 2017. The second claim is from Jeanette Javala on behalf of her daughter, Evelyn Contreras, at the seventh grade from student from Walton Intermediate School for the incident which allegedly occur on February 8, 2017. Item 6G is to approve the purchase order and checks all together for the total of $47,922,521.90. Any comments, questions on any of the items? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mr. Yes,
Mr. Aye.
Mr.
Aye.
And Mr.
Wynn. Aye. Item 7 is on personnel. We have item 7A to D.
Yeah, so I'd like to move 7A through C and table 7D until our next meeting. We're still waiting on the outcome of the vote of the membership of GGPPSA. So motion for 7A through C and table 7D till the next meeting.
Need a second?
I'll second.
All right, thank you. Item 7A is to approve the certificate personnel report, and 7B is to approve the classified personnel report. And item 7C is to ratify the tentative agreement between the school district and the bargaining unit of the Gandro Education Associates, which is a teacher bargaining group, with a the major terms of the contract will increase will be a 0.5% of salary increase on the 2016-17 base pay for each employee and 1.5% off schedule compensation effective July 1st, 2016. Any comments, questions? I call for the vote on item 7A through C.
Mrs. Wynn.
Yes.
Mr.
Monica. Aye.
Mr. Harden.
Aye.
And Mr. Wynn. Aye. And I'll move on to the last item on the agenda, the discussion of the board member, begin with Mr. Portillo.
Good evening, everyone. I wanted to talk about the BRC because we're still working on our appreciation project for the United Ways. I didn't realize how many grants we were receiving from them, how much they were contributing to our education, K through 12. one thing that is approaching for many students is prom, and that's on most of the sites. And I don't really see what the whole big deal about prom is, but I know it matters to a lot of people, and that's what they've been looking forward for the last 4 years. And so this is time of year that's very exciting, and the atmosphere is full of joy, and it's almost intoxicating. But this is because, you know, AP exams are finished, and that's one of the bigger worries. We still have SBAC testing that's still happening. But in general, the end of the year is approaching, and so people are looking forward to summer and getting jobs and saving up some money and doing anything that they couldn't do during the school year. And so I also wanted to talk about the valedictorians. I was very moved to hear about their accomplishments and what they have able to accomplish in the last 4 years and their motivation for being excellent scholars. And I personally feel honored to speak and to be in their presence during the presentation, just because I know that I have flaws, and it's like when you see somebody who's willing to devote their time and effort so much so that, you know, it seems like their whole life is revolving around just, you know, academics, it invokes a lot of respect, I guess. And so I know that my esteemed peers, the ones that we presented today, not only speak with utmost eloquence at graduation, but they will also inspire and serve as a symbol of accomplishment and hope for their classes. And so I can't wait to hear how, you know, they talked, and I'm sure it's going to be very moving. And then I just wanted to remind all of you that because it's almost at the end of the year, a lot of organizations and programs that are in our district, clubs are holding banquets. And so I encourage all of you to if you have the time and you want to see what our students have been doing and what have accomplished, especially the AVID program, because I know that's very big on a lot of the campuses, definitely look to reserve a spot at one of the banquets or the award ceremonies that are happening around schools in our district, because it's going to be awesome. And you're going to love seeing people receive recognition for the hard work that they've done. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Portillo. Ms. Nguyen?
Oh, thank you. He got a very strong thumb. First, I want to send my condolences and prayers to the members of our Garden Grove School District that just recently passed away. And I'm just amazed of the many valedictorians that came tonight. I think it's so a lot of hard-earned credits that they've attained, and I wish them best of luck in the future, whatever they want to achieve, that it would come true for them. And I want to thank Mr. Dibbs for sharing the Martin Luther King speech with me. I studied that speech very well, because it inspired me in my speech for the Human Rights Day in Washington, D.C. last week. I made a speech based on the number of speeches that I read from Martin Luther King. And I think our students here are also inspired by his speeches and as well as his writing. He was an excellent speaker and an excellent writer. And I found my speeches to be easy. Once I read all of his speeches, I thought, hey, I think I can get something from that and maybe follow his path in his thinking. And it made me very comfortable with my speech in D.C. I want to thank you again.
Thank you, Ms. Nguyen. Mr. Nathan.
Good evening. On May 4th, I had my second meet and greet with the community, so the constituents of my trustee area. And this time I held it at the Buena Clinton Family Resource Center, minutes away from Clinton Elementary School. And it was a really great night, a great opportunity for members of the community to come out and express their concerns, give praises, and just to, you know, get involved with their local community. Definitely a lot of things did come up that I definitely plan and look forward to sharing with staff. But one of the things that really came out, I was actually surprised with a lot of the students who actually turned out to the meet and greet. The Young Senators Club and the Gay Straight Alliance, I guess they found out about it, and they packed that meeting. But one of the things that they really do look forward in the school and in our district is the climate, the school culture. And that's one of the things that really struck me, because, yes, you know, our academics is strong, and we really emphasize on that, but a lot of the students really want to ensure that they are being treated respectfully, that they're in an environment where they're able to learn. So really great opportunity to hear directly from the students, and just overall I'm amazed with the level of active that they are in their community. So that was a really great day. The following week, I was able to meet with a couple of nonprofit organizations, one of which is Accord, and the other is Project Kinship. And Accord is a nonprofit that provides services to immigrant communities, and Project Kinship is an organization that provides services in terms of restorative justice practices. So they really did a good job in giving me information, and I made sure to distribute that to the staff. So I'm looking forward to, you know, continued talks in those areas that are very near and dear to my heart. In a couple of days, we're going to be heading into our Strawberry Festival parade. So I'm looking forward to going along with my colleagues and traveling around the parade and smiling and waving to all the spectators. So that's going to be great. One of the things that I'm really happy about is that we're going to be having our own booth there to showcase to the community the great amount of work that we're doing, all the things that that we take pride in to ensure that the community knows that we're here. We value the children and the community, so that's really great. I'm very happy about that. The valedictorians, what can I say? That was beautiful. That was the first time hearing them here as a board member. Next year, I know to bring a box of Kleenex for myself. Some of the speeches that they made were very touching and very passionate, and that's just a testament of what we do. They said it themselves perfectly. It was their parents, it was their educators, the food service workers, the bus drivers. Everybody in our district plays a vital part. So I want to thank each and every one of you, all of our staff, for ensuring that we do our mission, and that's to graduate the best students and to get them ready for the workforce. And just on a personal note, when a lot of times I meet the students and they tell me that I'm an inspiration on them, but a lot of times I tell them, you're the inspiration on me. Some of the things that they're doing, I just can't even wonder how they do it. They're balancing so many things. I personally just finished my first year of graduate level studies at Long Beach, so I'm happy that my first year is over. I have one more year, and a lot of it is really, I do it because of the students. I definitely see it, that they're doing a really good job, and I want to be able to showcase that myself. So just overall, I'm very happy with our schools today.
Thank you, Nathan. Mr. Hardin.
Yeah, it's a time of year where we could be doing something just about every day and night. Participating in events out in the school site and the community as the year winds down. So I look forward to getting out to a few of those. And of course, there's the Strawberry Festival Parade coming up Memorial Day weekend. And hopefully this year we'll be in front of the horses, not behind them. Thanks.
Hi, Mr. Hardin. I remember that.
I'll use my connection.
Well, I share my amazement with my colleagues in terms of admiring our valedictorians who appear before the board today. But 2 years, over the years I've been on the board, my amazement really when I attend the award night with those school, and you see the broad and the depth of our student achievement, and you can see not only the top and every level, every aspect of a school, the extracurricular program, the activity they engage in, the leadership, and then you will be amazed. And for our new board member, Ms. Nguyen, Nathan, if you have a chance, attend those all night, and you can see what our students achieve, carry with them as they leave our school district. And that's like just one wave every year, and I don't know how a school administrator can deal with it, because they will be missing them, and they welcome a new wave to come in, and they do it year in, year out, and it's really, I mean, that would be a lot for them to handle. But I always admire the students as they go to that process. Also, early before meeting today, we have a long study session with our staff on a dual immersion language program. I must say that our staff have been doing a lot of work to put this one forward, especially I'm proud of the fact that our language school academy at the Monroe School has been going very well. That will be maybe the beginning of the program, and if we go forward on the program. Still, there's some work we need to do at Monroe School, not a program here, but then this is, I speak volume of our board and a district vision of seeing the language and the culture and as an asset. And so we put forward to improve, to increase our student capacity to be more effective and more responsive to the intercultural world, and that they go into their higher education or into the workforce. They will be more prepared to deal to deal with that. And we at the district doing a lot of that to build up their student capacity, every piece, every aspect of it. So the language enrichment, the language program is one of those ways that we build up our student capacity in that way. I have no other comments, so I'm going to announce our future meeting. The next one will be on June 6, 2017. We will start the study session at 5:30, and the one after that will be on June 27, 2017. We start at regular time at 7 p.m. There will be no studies and closed session during that day. And for the record, I will be absent on that day for vacation. I have no other matter on the agenda, and the meeting is now adjourned. Oh.